You're listening to the Witch in the Woods podcast. Mini episode scary story, Sifty Sifty San.
Down the road through the woods, by a shimmering lake and on top of a hill, was the most beautiful house you've ever seen. If you were to pass by it, you would wonder why it had a for sale sign out in front. Because surely anyone who lived in that house would never want to move. You'd also wonder why the sign was so old and weathered, when surely a house like that wouldn't be on the market long. If you lingered too long, you would get your answer. The trees would start to sway in the wind, moving back and forth to the beat of your very own heart. Sifty, sifty, you'd hear to the rhythm. And then you'd notice that the lake had waves, getting larger and larger to the beat as they lapped the shore with a sang. If you stayed too much longer, you'd see the house start to shake, a deep roar welling up from inside. If that didn't make you leave, then I can't tell you what you'd find out next, because no one has ever stayed long enough to find out. The owner of the house was at her wit's end, because no one would buy the haunted house, no matter how beautiful it was. She finally went on a search for someone who could banish the spirit from the house, an expert in ghostly matters. The owner came across Sam, a man who claimed to be almost anything if it got him paid well enough.
Are you Sam?
I am.
I hear you can get rid of ghosts.
I can get rid of just about anything if you pay me enough.
Money is no object. I will pay anything to get rid of it.
Sam sure did like the sound of that. He threw out a price, a number that he was sure the owner would object to.
Fine.
The owner pulled out a wad of cash, and Sam's eyes grew wide.
Of course, I'll also need dinner.
Fine.
And dessert.
Done.
And a pan to cook it in.
Anything else?
Nope. That all sounds good to me. Let's go shopping.
The owner took Sam to the store to pick out all the ingredients that Sam wanted for his dinner. Then they drove up to the house, and she dropped him off for the night.
Why, this house doesn't look so bad to me. I'd love to live here.
Sam took a tour of the house, peeking in every room and closet.
Hello? Are there any ghosts about?
Sam heard only his own voice bouncing off the walls in the empty house, so he shrugged and set about making his dinner. He built a roaring fire in the fireplace and set up his skillet. Soon enough, the room was warm and full of the smell of roasting potatoes. Sam felt like the luckiest man in the world. He was about to take his first bite when he noticed the wind had picked up outside. The glass in the windows was vibrating, and the walls creaked and groaned. He set down his skillet and walked to the window, watching as the trees swayed back and forth and the lake churned. He was feeling uneasy enough when he heard a voice, words leaking from the forest in the very shadows that fell from the trees.
I'm Sifty Sifty Sam. I'm here on the lake, but where is the man?
The words arrived with a huge gust of wind, a draft shooting down the chimney and spraying embers across the room. Sam ran to stamp them out, sliding his dinner away from the falling ash. When he had stamped out the last bit of bright coal, he heard the voice again.
I'm Sifty Sifty Sam. I'm here on the shore, but where is the man?
Sam's eyes were fixed on the window, watching as the darkness seemed to rise up and press against the glass. He backed up against the wall, pushing into the wood as if to become one with it. He heard footsteps on the front porch, and his eyes shifted to the door, so wide, Sam felt they would pop out of his head.
I'm Sifty Sifty Sam. I'm here on the porch, but where is the man?
The horrifying voice spurred Sam into action. Grabbing his bag and his dinner, he ran to the back of the house and frantically began pushing on the back window, begging for it to open.
Come on. Come on.
Sam heard the front door open. Then slam. He heard slow, heavy footsteps walking up the hallway, heading directly for him.
Open! Please, just open!
Finally, the window opened with a bang, and the voice called out again.
I'm Sifty Sifty Sam, and I'm here in the house with the trespassing man.
No, you ain't, because I'm gone.
Sam threw himself out the window, skillet and all, and ran faster than he ever had in his life, screaming about the ghost as he got back to town. That night was the last time anyone set foot in the beautiful house on the hill. You can still see the house, beckoning visitors from the top of the hill as the lake sparkles and the trees sway gently in the breeze. But as soon as the trees start to shake, as soon as the lake starts to churn, you'd better hightail it out of there. For as far as we know, as long as the house still stands, so does Sifty Sifty Sam.
Thank you for listening to the Witch in the Woods podcast. Please rate, review, and subscribe, and follow us on social media at The Witch in the Woods Pod.
The Witch in the Woods podcast is a Zombie Burrito production and was created, written, and executive produced by Becky McLaughlin. Sifty Sifty Sand was directed and audio designed by Becky McLaughlin and features the voice talents of Sarah Thompson as the owner of the house, Chris Cohen as Sam, and Greg Vogelsmeyer as Sifty Sifty Sand. Caitlin Stafford is the voice of Grimalkin, who narrated this story.
Thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to our Patreon subscribers, Billy and Lynn Hill, Rob Taylor, Sarah Bowers, Kristen Machado, and Amanda Wills. We are so grateful for your support.
Until next time.